what is it with kids today? It's a question asked by many educators, adults, and, well, people in general. But in the art department at St. Cloud State University, there's a group of kids that call themselves the Art Student Union, who have taken the initiative and come up with a very innovative idea. They're opening up a gallery downtown in St. Cloud, right along St. Germain Street, right in the middle of everything. They found their own space, wrote their own grants, and are remodeling the location itself in order to be open for this Friday's art crawl. I'm Arts and Cultural Heritage producer Jeff Carmack, and over the next half hour or so, we're going to be speaking with some of the participants in this endeavor and see how initiative and inspiration can mix to produce something really, really cool. We'll start off talking to some of the faculty advisors for the Art Student Union. First of all, can you tell us who you are and what your affiliation with the university and the Art Student Union might be?
Sure. My name is Justin Quinn. I'm an associate professor of art, teach printmaking. And I've been the Art Student Union faculty advisor for the last 4 years.
Nice.
So just finished up. Just as they're getting rolling and getting a gallery going, I move on.
Kind of handing it off to somebody else, then.
I guess so.
Yeah. So how did this idea about the gallery come about?
Well, exhibiting is huge. As an artist, you want to exhibit all the time, and there aren't a lot of venues here in St. Cloud area. There are some really great places that open up for the art crawls, and most recently the students have been kind of, I guess they've been there's been an arc kind of moving towards the gallery, where they've found a lot of venues. There's the Federal Building downtown that we've kind of commandeered a couple times and had really big events, and most recently the White Horse Bar on Germain has been really good about regularly letting the students use their space. And I think it was just time. The students wanted their own space. They wanted the experience doing it, and it was really their idea.
Nice. And this process of getting the thing opened. So basically, you've got these students, and they're not only learning about, you know, the art that they're engaged in, but they're also learning about the process of running a gallery and then also running a nonprofit. Tell us a little bit about that, how you kind of steered them towards that.
Boy, I wish I could take the credit for that. The truth is, they steered themselves towards it. That's what makes the whole dang thing amazing. I mean, they wrote the grant, they edited it themselves, they came to me for questions now and then, but by and large, this group of students is self-sufficient and self-motivated, and I've never heard of anything of undergrads doing this anywhere.
That's pretty nice.
It is pretty nice. It makes my job a lot easier.
It's nice when there's that initiative, and you're like, sweet, right on, there we go.
Well, I'd like to think, you know, if I did have any kind of key in it, maybe it was kind of building on that initiative and drive a little bit. I was asking them to dig a little deeper and try a little harder, especially when you live. We're about 70 miles out of Minneapolis, and a lot of things have to be done for yourself. And I think these students have always been working a little harder, and I'd like to think I inspired them to do that, but I got to tell you, these people are serious.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it's just make your own culture.
Make your own culture. Yeah, it's like the old bumper sticker, right? I don't. What is it? I don't critique culture. I make culture, right? And yeah. I think people really want to do that. They have their own vision.
What I think is neat is, you know, there's the transitory nature of the student. You know, it's like, you know, the students come in as freshmen, they leave as seniors. Theoretically, but this could potentially be something that is ongoing. It's now a part of the art scene. Well, not only the art scene, but also the university scene.
It could be. It could be. Now, that is going to depend on funding. A lot of this came because the students wrote and received a Central Minnesota Arts Board grant that allowed them to get their first month's rent, and they've been having some fundraisers in order to keep the doors open. So we expect this to continue for a good year. Hopefully, university dollars will open up. I know this isn't the best time for funding anything right now. You know, we're looking at a lot of tough times at the university and the state in general. But, yeah, we hope that it's something that could move forward. It's funny. We've had a couple people that were really instrumental in getting this program started have graduated and since moved on, you know, moved to Portland or different places of the country, and they've never really even seen the doors open, yet they were integral to its happening.
I think that's just something that's fascinating, too. The people who started it, you know, it's such a process that, you know, the people who did start it, they have moved on, and then, but now it's come to fruition.
Well,
and
it talks a lot about intent. It talks a lot about intent, that maybe it's not a purely personal motivation for doing it, that people are really kind of thinking of the larger whole and of the future students and just the whole program. So it's not necessarily done out of, I want to show my art. It's people need to have a venue to show their art. And I think that's cool.
Yeah, and, you know, who knows? That could be a potential for funding as well. You know, you look back through the alumni, you know, and maybe the alumni is like, wow, if I had that opportunity, that would have been great. Well, I'll support it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So a little note out there for alumni that are listening. Why don't you stop by and check it out and ask about funding opportunities.
There you go. Well, can you tell me who you are and what your role is with the university and also the Art Student Union?
Sure. My name is Peter Habel Christian. I'm an assistant professor of integrated media. I teach photography and some interdisciplinary classes. And I'm also starting this year the faculty advisor for the Art Student Union.
Cool. Well, can you give us a little bit more information about what exactly the Art Student Union is?
Sure. The Art Student Union is a student group in the art department that puts on exhibitions and essentially is a place that students can come together and feel a sense of kind of collective identity in the art department. In the past, I believe they've hosted exhibitions in the art department and elsewhere, and the opening of this gallery is their largest sort of project to date that we're all really excited about.
Yeah, it is quite the ambitious thing if you think about it. All of a sudden, they've gone from just art students to not only opening a gallery, but then there's nonprofit management, too.
Yeah.
So, well, can you tell us a little bit about those details? I mean, what is this gallery that's happening?
Well, I think it started as a real desire on the students' part to have an art gallery of a certain kind in downtown St. Cloud. You know, one that being a nonprofit doesn't necessarily rely on sales of artworks to stay open, which is a real trick to do. So since they don't rely on sales, they can present work or exhibitions that maybe are a little more experimental in nature, that aren't so kind of art object oriented, and ultimately can provide the downtown area and St. Cloud and the region with kind of a place to go to see interesting, engaging work.
Nice. So yeah, that's one thing some of the students have said. It's like, well, we're not the kind of place that has landscapes and
right.
all that. You know, not to bust on that because some people enjoy those kind
sure,
of
absolutely.
Art.
Absolutely, yeah.
But if you're going to have something strange, something you know, avant-garde, you know, something like that, you can't rely on selling that to make rent.
Right, and that's the thing. You know, the sort of pretty landscape picture. There's nothing wrong with that, but you know, not everyone wants to see that in a gallery. They want to be maybe challenged in a new way, or you know, be surprised with what they're seeing, especially in the context of an art gallery.
Nice. So, how long has this project been in the works?
I think, from what I understand, it's been in the works, probably in this, you know, sort of thought in the back of the head for a couple of years, but in the last year or so, it's really started to solidify, and I think a lot of work over the summer was done by students to really get something to happen and open this fall semester.
Nice, nice. And did they, now the grant money, did that come from the Central Minnesota Arts Board then? Were they working with them?
Yes, yeah. And they, and that's what, from the faculty standpoint, that's what we're so excited about. They're a really proactive group of students and have been for some time. And, you know, they really did this on their own. They faculty did not help them write that grant. It's something that really came from the ground up, which makes this even more kind of engaging for everyone involved, that they wanted to make something happen, and they're making something happen.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, yeah. Usually, you know, the student groups get dragged along by the faculty.
Yeah, you know, I think, yeah, the role of the advisor can happen in many different ways, and sometimes, you know, the saying less is more really applies, and I am new to that in that role here as the advisor, but in the last few years, they've really been self-sufficient and proactive.
Nice. And what kind of art is going to be going in there for the opening this Friday?
Well, a little strange asking me. So the first exhibition that they're going to present is actually a faculty show. So kind of a nice nod back to the professors and teachers, instructors in the art department here. And they essentially asked faculty for a couple of pieces, and then they went through the work of curating and kind of selecting certain pieces that they felt went together well for the exhibition itself.
Well, it seems like the gallery is also it's something that can, you know, I guess you could say outlive the transient nature of the students, you know, because people keep shuffling through, you know, you come into school, then you graduate.
And, right.
You know, very much like the Art Student Union has been around for a while. Well, now we've got this gallery.
Yeah. And, yeah, that's everyone's hope and intention, you know, that it is the start of something that will definitely outlast every single one of them. And that's the great nature about this student group or student groups in general, that, you know, they're sort of people that are close to graduating that have been in part of the group for a while, and they're new students that come in, you know, they're maybe just starting out as art majors, and this sort of, I don't want to say changing of the guard because it really doesn't make sense, but, you know, this sense of like shared knowledge and sort of giving back to a fellow student and having those new students, you know, continue this on is also kind of a little sort of byproduct of excitement, you know, that students that are coming in new, you know, will see this and really can have a sense of ownership over it, you know, and make sure that it continues.
Yeah, it's more than just showing up to school to make art. Now it's,
yeah,
you know, where else can you go with it? So,
yeah, and, you know, that's something that I think a lot of us faculty talk about, that, you know, you make work. It's a lot of work to make work and, you know, have some sort of existence as an artist in society, but the bottom line is you make work and then you put it out there, and that's, otherwise if it's staying, you know, in your studio, then it's just in your studio, you know. So it's really nice also that they're creating a place that's off campus, you know, that that people can come and experience artworks that they don't have to feel like they're going to a school to see it, but it's just another stop downtown.
It is kind of a neat, I guess you could say, relationship with the university and the town, per se. Now we're taking the things that are happening on campus and putting them in the community.
Yeah, so, absolutely. You know, yeah, and to have, there are a handful of empty storefronts downtown that, you know, are really sort of asking for activity to happen, you know, in a variety of ways, either it's businesses or something like this, a nonprofit endeavor. And so I think it's an incredible thing for St. Cloud, and especially downtown St. Cloud. It'll attract people to St. Germain Street and the surrounding side streets and get people, you know, walking around, as simple as that, walking around downtown and stopping to look at everything that's happening or starting to happen.
Yeah, I think that is definitely, I think that's kind of one of the purposes, if you think back to the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, that the whole Legacy Amendment is, you know, this is totally with its mission, I guess you could say. Just, hey, there's art, now we've got art in the community. Wow.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. 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 I can't emphasize enough how unique this is also, because there are other spaces like this student gallery opening up, or there are other spaces like this that exist around the country, but they usually happen at the graduate student level. So to have a group of undergraduate students come together and really make something happen like this and realize it, I think it's really noteworthy, because it's just not that common, honestly.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah. Well, thank you very much for speaking with me today.
All right, thank you.
You're listening to 88.1 FM, KVSC, and a news feature on the Art Student Union and their new gallery, which is opening up in downtown St. Cloud. Their grand opening is this Friday during the Downtown St. Cloud Art Crawl. And now we'll talk to some of the students who are responsible for this endeavor.
Well, can you tell me who you are and what your role with the Art Student Union is?
I'm Jake Spriggs. I'm actually the president of it this year, so I kind of run everything as is, help out with the gallery, help new students learn how to put up artwork, and kind of organize all of it.
All right. Well, Jake, what is going on with this new gallery downtown? What can you tell us about that?
Basically, we got a grant from the state, I think it was. The last year president and a couple other students helped get it. And we have a five-month lease to kind of do this experimental gallery to see how it works. It's loosely affiliated with St. Cloud, and we're doing a professor show this Friday, so showing a lot of the professors' work there. And we plan on having a show for ASU artists or graphic design artists and local and just Minnesota artists in general.
So this gallery downtown, this is a totally student-run endeavor, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's student-run. We set up all the shows. We clean it up. Well, they've been cleaning it up. We had to paint it. And the owner of it, his name is Dan. I forget his last name. He's been really, really helpful. He's been trying to get it ready as fast as he can. He's excited to actually be able to use this space because it hasn't been used in a while.
Yeah, it's a good idea to use stuff that's downtown. There's a lot of empty spaces down there, so it's nice that somebody's working with you to get that going. I was in there on Friday night interviewing some guys and while they were painting, and definitely looks like a nice space. So you've got some faculty art up in there right now. Well, who do you got in there? I mean, what is it, and how often are you guys going to cycle through things?
We're going to try to switch out every month or two, or at least for every art crawl. But we have Justin Quinn, the printmaker teacher, Lexa, the sculptor, David Seberson, who runs the Keel building, basically, Bill Gorsica, graphic design artist, a little bit of everything up in there right now. It's nice. It's going to be a very varied show from sculpture to photography.
And what do you think the odds are that this will carry on to, like, the next generation of art students to come in? What do you think of that possibility?
That would be really nice if it could. It just all depends on if we can get more funding throughout either the state or just local funding to keep this running, because I think it's a great idea to have a student-run gallery downtown. It gives the students an awesome opportunity that you can't get even at higher-end schools to be able to help out with their own gallery and coordinate this.
Kind of like a little bit of nonprofit management and gallery management, and is the business side of art that, I don't know, did you think you'd be in the business side of art when you got involved with, well, what is your artwork?
I'm a printmaker, and my other major is art history, so I do a lot of just printing. I use letter forms, abstract figures, all that jazz, and I didn't expect to be having to help coordinate this gallery. And Shillin Day, Robert Hyde, and Blake Wield are the main kind of people running this, and I help coordinate all the younger generation that's under us and just get them more involved. But once it gets going this Friday, I think it's going to be a nice addition to the town.
I am Justine Sanborn. I am the vice president of the Art Student Union.
Now, this gallery that's opening up, what can you tell us about that? What's the Art Student Union idea with this gallery?
Well, this all started back last year, and we thought it would be a great idea to show the community what we're up to here on campus at St. Cloud State University, and have a gallery downtown St. Cloud, and that's kind of how the plan originated. And now we've been working really hard in getting Central Minnesota Arts Board to help us out with that, and we got that all together, and now we will be opening our gallery on the 17th of September, which will be the next art crawl coming up.
It's going to be the art crawl this Friday, tomorrow, if you're listening. let's see. Well, what kind of art is going to be in there this time around?
It's actually going to be a faculty show, so faculty from St. Cloud State University, art faculty. Various works from paintings to prints to photography, sculpture, all of the above. It'll be a fantastic way to kind of show who professes us here at St. Cloud State, and it'll be pretty cool to see all that work up here right in St. Cloud, so pretty exciting.
Nice. So you guys have pulled this thing off pretty well. What are the plans for the future of this gallery? Do you have any of those quite yet, or just getting it open? Is that your primary thing?
The opening is definitely the main goal as of right now, but we plan on having set gallery hours so people can come view the art whenever, and we also do plan on having more shows coming up in the near future. I do believe our next show will probably consist of Art Student Union member art, so that'll also be a great opportunity for showcasing art from St. Cloud State yet again. And from there, I'm sure we'll be trying to get various artists, even from out of state, perhaps even international artists, to show at our gallery and get some more variety up in St. Cloud as far as the art scene goes.
Nice. And did you take part in the actual grant writing process?
Sarah Larson and Shalyn actually took part of that. The initial idea, I sat into a Central Minnesota Arts Board meeting and was quite intrigued by the opportunities that they gave to artists. And from there, they took the initiative and wrote the grant proposal, which is fantastic. And they did a great job, and they had a lot of help from St. Cloud State Art Department staff. So it was really exciting.
Cool. That's one thing that the professors have been talking about, is they didn't have that much to do with this. It was mostly because of student initiative that this has come about. I don't know. What can you tell us about initiative?
Yeah, this group of people that are involved with this, we're all very motivated in getting this started and hopefully keeping it a successful thing for ASU. And one of the professors has said that they've never really seen any undergraduate kind of take initiative as far as starting up a gallery for BFA bachelor degrees. And so it's really cool to know that we definitely are taking the initiative as far as kind of being the forerunners for undergrads starting up a gallery. And hopefully that trend will go further than just us, and hopefully we'll start something there, which is really cool. And we just keeping ourselves busy and trying to be a part of the community. So
excellent. So it's kind of something that's going to transcend the transient nature of studentness, I guess you could say.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And as far as going out for other students to participate, we are certainly looking for volunteers to help out and watch over the gallery, work at the gallery, and all that jazz. I put in some volunteer times, which I know that myself and many others are always looking for extra volunteer time. So, awesome opportunity to work in a really cool environment and something a little different in St. Cloud. So,
oh, it's designed to be crooked, man. It's art. Damn it!
Damn it!
Yeah! Art to put art on. No, I don't want to hug you, salad guy.
Do you mind shutting
up? Sure.
Thanks.
You guys buying crickets too? Why are you bringing
orange incense?
Can you tell us who you are and what you got going on in here?
We're ASU, Art Student Union. We're a bunch of college kids. State.
Just trying to make something happen in this town.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Nice. Well, what are your names?
I'm Blake.
I'm Robert Hyde.
And what exactly is your roles within the Art Student Union? Do you guys have specific roles, or are you just here helping?
There's three of us, Shalyn Day also, that have been designated to kind of tackle this project. So, I don't know. We have titles, but I don't know if we all kind of do the same stuff or taking care of everything together. So
within the gallery and ASU, we're kind of, I don't really want to say head honchos, but we're the people that really bring things together. And as long, you know, as with, you know, other ASU members, but we're kind of the, if we're in trouble or someone needs to talk to someone, it's the three of us.
Right on. Okay, so the Art Student Union, how long has this been in existence?
That's a good question. A long time.
A long time. I know.
They named it in the 70s.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
But I think the group has been around for longer than that. Long time, I think.
Kind of an integral part of the art department then.
Yeah.
Well. Right on. Okay, so we're in this gallery space. It's at 822 St. Germain Street. And how did you guys find this space?
Sarah Larson, who is graduated and not really around, she moved outside of Portland, just looked at a bunch of spaces, went and found Dan from McDonald Property and asked him if he'd take her around and see what kind of options were available in the downtown area. And she picked this one mainly because for handicap issues, and just it's a sweet space to have. So that was the best one we found, pretty much.
I know our biggest thing since the beginning, we wanted a space off campus and specifically downtown where there's all this type of traffic. There's even other art shops around, and we just felt it was a great spot to connect as students with the community.
Nice, nice. So it's just, it's like developing an art, well, an art scene here on St. Germain Street. There's a bunch of different galleries that have popped up, or different shops as well. And, well, this is more than just another one. You know, it's like, well, what are you guys going to have in here? Let's put it that way. What kind of art?
Basically, our draw is ASU members, art students, art alumni, and professors, basically. Possibly future, if everything all goes well, we may branch out to other schools in Minnesota and try to get those artists in and kind of and work with the whole student. Main thing is student artists, undergrad kids, and get them exposed to a gallery setting. The main spots, the big area is the gallery. We have a little nook that's going to be another gallery space, but more maybe for video performances. We've thought about if we have a show, have two separate shows where it'd be one big show in the big space and then specifically ASU members in the smaller space. So kind of have dual shows going on at the same time. Our other space, our lovely carpeted space, we're thinking about making a little shop for selling our homemade goodies, skateboards, buttons that ASU's always been selling. So we want to continue it in this shop and hopefully raise money that way as well.
I got to pay rent.
You got to pay rent, exactly.
It's not cheap. No. Well, speaking of money and everything, ASU as a student organization is a nonprofit, and you were able to get grants that way. Can you guys tell us a little bit about that?
Let's see. Last semester, me, Shalyn, and Sarah Larson really took the idea of this gallery. And we had a class together that talked about grants, and we researched one beyond a homework assignment and really took it on and went through it and filled it out, write a whole paper, the whole shebang for grants. And thankfully, Central Minnesota Arts Board was willing to help us out in any way that was possible for them, and really got it to work.
Once again, the St. Cloud State University Art Student Union Gallery will be opening up downtown during this Friday's Downtown St. Cloud Art Crawl. You'll be able to find them at 822 West St. Germain Street, right in the midst of the Art Crawl. For more information on the Central Minnesota Arts Board and other programs that they are funding through the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, you can visit their website at www.centralmn.org. artsboard.org. This has been Jeff Carmack reporting for KVSC News, and this report has been funded through the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and is produced by KVSC, a proud member of Independent Public Radio.